Because this episode's title is a reference to... Oh, it's not, actually. Or is it a reference to Rodney Dangerfield?
I didn't think it was. One of my childhood cartoon movies was Rover Dangerfield, which I found very fun.
Oh, yes, yeah. You were the only one.
It's a good movie if you like gambling pets.
Okay, right, here we go. I tell you, my friend says you want to do a cast. I said, sure, she broke my leg. All right.
Fuck's sake.
I feel like you didn't enjoy that as much as you should have, but it doesn't matter because we are here at the Stupid Sexy Podcast.
Woo. Baby.
So yes, welcome to Season 14, Episode 20, Break My Wife, Please. As always, you're joined by your two stupid sexy hosts. First of all, she's over there. She didn't enjoy my Rodney Dangerfield impression. It's Heather Anderson.
And over there, who, for some reason, snubbed Rover Dangerfield. Alan Irwin, everybody!
Wait, I stand by my opinions.
I'm getting no respect at all.
Fuck, he's so good in The Simpsons.
Whoa, stick it back in, she's not done yet.
Hey, what happened to your hair? You saw yourself in a mirror. So, Heather, this is episode 20 of season 14, Break My Wife, Please. Would you like to hear a wee synopsis?
As someone who hasn't seen this episode, that would be great.
Yeah, stop. This is your new running joke, isn't it? That you pretend you haven't seen
it. I find it very funny.
I know, yeah.
And
you
one
do.
Day I won't have watched the episode and I'll be like, yes, tell me. Oh, can you go into more detail about that one point?
Okay, here we go. Season 14, episode 20, Break My Wife, Please. An addiction to in-car accessories leads to Homer getting into an accident and losing his favourite mode of transport. He soon discovers the thrill of walking everywhere, which brings him endless joy, while Marge's errands increase tenfold and she becomes increasingly agitated. When Marge runs over Homer in her car in an event that may or may not have been intentional, Homer has to figure out how to win back Marge's affection before the bonds of love are broken and their marriage falls apart.
That's a good one.
Good. And what did you think?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah. What's like last week?
I didn't think it was... I think it wasn't as good as last week's, but I think okay. It was still fine.
I would say it's probably, for me, it's on a par with last week, but what I think it has is the heart in it is all great, but I wouldn't say it's an especially funny episode.
I think it has heart, but it's also one of those ones where I'm like, is that it? You really fucked up this time, Homer. You can't keep getting away with this.
Well, I mean, Marge did try to kill him.
Yeah, but he was being so fucking annoying. I'm on Marge's side. Kill him.
Okay. So the episode starts off, we're back to no chalk gag. And then the couch gag is the, you know, they put their head in those like cutout things. Mm-hmm. Which I think we've had that one before.
We discussed them before.
Yes, we did. So we had that one before. Okay. So we open, the kids are on a field trip to Springfield Aquarium where dead fish are scooped out every day. And Marge has come along as like a buddy, which I think is a thing people do actually. But
yeah, no, it is.
Skinner thanks her. And what I thought was great was she was like, a mother's work is never done. And she fixes Skinner's hair. Like she licks her hand and puts his cow's lick over to one side.
And takes
like,
the wee sign off his back.
Yes, he's like, I notice people have been kicking me especially hard. God love them. They're busy being shown around the different exhibits. I like the really surly guide who like every time yeah. they're interested, he's like, it's not that exciting. Am I some kind of joke to you? They watch a documentary, first of all, about, I think it's the Antarctic, and yes. they say that sea lions survive by eating the leftovers from the film crews that plague the continent.
Yeah, that made me laugh. I also loved how the old oil tycoon was just hanging out at the aquarium. Like,
he's been in it a lot this season.
Yeah, he really has.
Lisa's bored, so she sneaks off and opens a door that says, like, no admittance, and she sees that penguins can fly, but just not when people are around. I think this is one of my favourite jokes of the whole episode, where they're cleaning out a tank. They're like, what do you do with the fish? She goes, oh, they're well taken care of. And then it cuts to a storage room with all the fish in plastic bags that are just the right size for them. And then the guy just comes in and dumps an octopus. That was very good. They're then looking, and there's a big clam that opens up. And they're like, look at the size of those pearls. And it's actually Bart's bum.
He's always getting into situations.
He's always getting his arse out. And I like the Skinner line where he's like, ah, I might have known, but I didn't. So Bart then is attacked by some fish. I think an octopus
yeah,
or a squid.
And I loved that a turtle. Boy, I like that it was the bully.
Yeah.
Pop, pop, pop. And I loved that the hammerhead shark came over and was like, bing, 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 you know?
Oh, that was a good bit as well where Bart says that he would be a tiger shark. And then Milhouse, what type of shark? It's like a business
shark
or something.
And he goes, wait, no!
And then they beat him up immediately. But that shows as well, that's why in the last episode, Nelson shouldn't have been in the He-Man Woman Haters Club tribute, you know? because he hates Milhouse. Bart is terribly injured, but Dr. Hibbert will only treat him once they have their medical insurance card, so he handcuffs Bart to the bed lest he try to escape.
He'll be up and underachieving in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, so good old American healthcare system. They try to contact Homer, and Marge is like, right, it's 11 o'clock on a weekday, so he must be at Moe's, and she phones Moe. He's like, I don't think he's here, I'll check. And then he gets a broom and just pokes the ground on the other side of the bar in case anybody's passed out. But it actually turns out that he went to the video store, which feels so quaint now.
Yeah, doesn't it?
We're watching The Simpsons like on a digital platform where we can watch any episode at any time. And that just wasn't a thing. Like, you know, you'd go and rent a video on a Friday. I used to love going to, well, here it would have been Extravision, which doesn't even exist anymore. It's like Northern Irish Blockbuster. It's quite sad, actually. But I really enjoyed how much Homer loves Editor in Chimp.
I thought that was a really fucking funny title for a film, not gonna lie. Why hasn't it been made?
Give it a go if you want. You did film studies, you could write a script.
I mean, I could, but...
And it, but so he's laughing a lot at Editor in Chimp, but then he also looks at, was it Buttercups of Autumn or something, or Buttercups of Fall? And it's an old woman in bed going, I fear I have become...
A buttercup of winter.
It's like, don't... That's fool talk, Grandma. That's such like a genre of film, you know?
It is.
Period dramas were in the American South and the granny dies. Like, that's enough fucking all of them. So Homer's at the hospital. He has the medical insurance card. Bart's healed. But Marge is very annoyed that she couldn't contact Homer. She's like, you got to get a cell phone.
I love that the phone lady comes out of the morgue.
Did she? I didn't even notice that.
She came, there was a big door with a big sign on it that said morgue. And then whenever he was like, you can just go buy a cell phone. And then she's like, actually.
Homer dances round his new phone because it has the Mexican hat dance.
I want that as a ringtone, that song that he sang. That fucking cracked me up. My phone, it appears to be ringing.
There's a few good songs in this one. So Homer is, you know, find it very hard to drive while holding his phone. And Barney says, why don't you get a hands-free? It's the closest thing to actually paying attention to the road. So Homer goes to, he says, what's great? I don't know why this made me laugh so much. Homer says he wants a hands-free phone so he can give the brothers the black power symbol.
Yeah.
He does it out the window. And they think he's Al Roker.
Yeah.
I think the fucking weatherman from like the Today program.
Yeah.
Oh. And Homer then, so he goes to the shop and the guy's like, what's in your cigarette lighter? And he goes, well, a lighter. He goes, oh, I feel so sorry for you. And he shows him all the in-car accessories that you can get. And one of them's a lava lamp, which made me laugh.
Now, is that shopkeeper Raphael's son?
Oh, I don't know.
They had the same voice and the same sort of, ooh.
Let me, I'm going to have to look the episode up because this is very important. You know how much we love Raphael.
Oh, yes.
Right, let's see. Oh, here he is, right. No, no, he's not.
Oh.
He's Hispanic. He does look like Raphael. I will give you that, but I don't think he is Raphael's son. I'm sorry to disappoint.
I am disappointed. I was so excited to yell, Raphael, Fox! But he doesn't.
Well, he probably does.
He probably does.
Hey, Fanny, I got a fanny for you.
Alan!
Or no, hey, Fanny, I got a fanny. So Homer gets loads of stuff. Like, he's got a TV and a fucking, I think, a DVD player and a deep fat fryer and a microwave. And, like, his hush puppies look really good, I have to say.
Don't they? I love hush puppies.
I haven't bought them in a long time.
Oh, so good. I actually kind of want to make them soon.
So Homer, he puts on a fog machine. And he's like, even I think this is a bad idea. And because of all the distractions, he ends up on the pier going off to his certain death. And I really enjoyed that he faxed SOS.
Yeah, come on, transmit.
Transmit. So because of the carelessness, he goes to court. And Jane Kaczmarek's there as the judge once again. And she gets his license and she puts it through a mini guillotine and then feeds it to some dogs. And then tells the foreman to burn the dog's poo so there's no trace left of it. So that means now Homer's lost his license, so Marge has to drive him everywhere. And she's like, I'm going to have to do all your errands. He goes, yeah, you're going to need to pick up my dry cleaning from Shelbyville. And Marge says, I don't know why you didn't just use the local dry cleaner. And he went, I didn't want them to know my size, which made me really sad. Love your body, Homer. Love it.
Body positive icon, Homer Simpson. Well, in training, in journey.
In training, yeah. And then they pick up Lenny and Carl and they ask, is it to get ice cream or something? They
want
to get, yeah. And Marge says, we'll see.
That means no.
In my house, we'll see always meant yes. It usually meant like I'd grind my mom down, but she couldn't She didn't want to admit defeat. So
no, ours would always be no, or we'll see when we get there, and then we would never pass it.
Oh, clever, clever. Homer ends up having to walk places, and he sees that everybody but him is driving, including Ralph in the police car with Wiggum coming behind him on a tricycle, going, "If you stop the car, Ralphie, I'll let you play with my gun." I let the hand break off.
I love Ralph so much.
So Homer discovers that actually he loved walking. Like, it's great. He feels great doing it. It's his new beer, but Mo makes him come in for drinking anyway.
Right enough. Like, if Homer stopped drinking, Barney's still sober. Also, this episode really confused me in terms of the logistics of the town. Are we to believe that Mo's is really, like, two doors down?
Possibly. I mean, everything seems very close together. I mean, sure, Homer's the parking lot of the nuclear power plant backs onto the Simpsons house.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Everything's very condensed.
Wait, no, a graveyard was there, was it not?
Yeah, it depends on what episode you watch.
Oh, true.
Because remember, Homer spends his in traffic, gets into space, and he looks through the fence at Marge. So, the next morning, Homer quite happily gets up to get the syrup from the cupboard for Lisa, and then goes, "Before, I would have driven to the syrup." And then Marge comes in, and because she's got so much to do now, she's like, "We should have been left the dentist 5 minutes ago." So she, like, gets a pancake and makes a funnel.
Funnel.
And puts it in Bart's mouth and pours a bowl of cereal down it, and he chokes. Like, we don't have time for choking.
The thing, oh man, whenever Homer said, "Calm down, Stressorella." Oof.
Why, has somebody done that to you?
They don't have to. It's just so annoying. Yeah, but also, yes. Yes, it's been happening to me, and I'm like, no!
So, Homer walks to work with his wee lunchbox. He's all happy. There's terrible traffic, and we see Skinner and Edna in the car, and she's like, "You know, we're in traffic, we should do something, right?" And he just gets her to do, like, a teacher review instead. He goes, "You read the instructions silently while I read them out loud to you." But to be fair, it is daylight, but also, in my experience, a car ride's never as good as you hope it'll be.
No.
It's just awkward, isn't it? There's just not quite enough room.
Plus, like, people have to sit on those seats after.
Exactly.
Like,
you only do that if you literally have nowhere else to go. Like,
but also, Edna just needs a good ride. And she's not going to get that from Seymour, let's be honest.
Definitely not.
Oof.
Homer walks past, I like this, Walter Matthau as George from Dennis. Remember Dennis?
Yeah.
Like, I know it was based on the comic, which I never read, but I remember the film.
Yeah.
With the wee kid. It was great, actually. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Because, see, Dennis, for any American or non-British listeners, I suppose, Dennis the Menace is a completely different character here. It's a weird boy from the Beano with a black and red jumper and a dog called Nasher that goes, "Nash, Nash, Nash." Well, it does. It goes,
"Please
Nash,
Nash, Nash."
Yeah, it does. It was our equivalent of, like, Muttley, you know. So Marge is just up to Hido. You can see she's starting to get more and more frazzled. Her hair's become So Milhouse and Bart are both bringing Peruvian fighting frogs to show and tell, and they get out and get into Marge's hair, and it's like, "When will they stop fighting?" And Milhouse
come
is like,
"Nightfall."
Come nightfall. Yeah. So God, poor Marge. Like, she's just.
God, just run ragged.
So Homer's doing more walking. He's in a nice tracksuit. And then he says, "You see this big lump in my ass? It's actually a fanny pack now." Oh, no, wait. It's still my ass. Because Homer's got a big badonkadonk.
He's got a lot of junk in the trunk. He's
absolutely
packing a wagon. He's got some cake.
So then he does his walking song. What do you think of the song?
I thought it was okay.
Couple of good moments.
Yeah,
like,
it was one of
I enjoyed
his
the disco stew
and
cameo.
And then I hear, "You can't walk to Tajikistan." I say, "Of course I can. Screw you." That made me laugh.
Yeah, I like disco stew and him boogieing. And then Steve Buscemi shows up, and he skips with Homer holding hands, which is fun. And then they dance with the men from Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
Because they won't let them in, but Steve Buscemi has two tickets to, like, the Independent Film Award.
Yeah.
So Homer is very happy, and just as we get to the climax of the song with everybody walking with him, he jumps into the road and gets run over by Marge, and then says, "Oh, my feet are inside me."
Yeah. See, that's the thing I think that annoyed, like, it's just one of those episodes where I was like, oh man, he's just being so fucking annoying.
But he got run
this
over.
This whole episode. No, I know, but like, I'm not trying to justify him being run over. I'm just saying he was being really annoying. Like, you know, those people whenever they get into running and then that's all they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he was like, oh, walking's great. Ever heard of it?
Yes. I mean, give him 2 days. You know what I mean? Like, it's been like 2 days.
I know, but like, you know what I mean?
Marge feels bad and then she accidentally gives him soup that's too hot and then spills the soup on him.
But those were genuine accidents, which is one of those things why I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes, but is the whole concept not that she's subconsciously trying to hurt him because she hates
yeah,
him?
Yeah, but like she was genuinely shocked by it. She wasn't like, oh.
That's true. Yeah. And I enjoyed it. He went downstairs with his wee fetching cane. Remember, you know, when he gets out of bed, he's got a wee cane.
Yeah, I want to know how much time has passed, though, because he was supposed to have a smashed pelvis. And I don't expect cartoons to be realistic, but, like, come on.
Yeah, 2 days later, he's fine. You ever used a cane? Or crutches, or...?
Yeah, I broke my ankle.
Oh, yeah! Do you want to tell the listeners how you broke your ankle?
I fell down... I slipped on a bit of dirt whenever I was up the Mourns and fucking...
Which are a mountain range.
Broke my ankle.
And you had to get airlifted or something, did you?
No, I had to get carried down in a stretcher. The first responder was wearing a cowboy hat, and I was like, you're a fucking lad.
Well, when I was doing the Edinburgh Fringe, like, 2014, you know Edinburgh, like, it's all cobbles and all, and I was going out for the night, and I was quite drunk already, but I slipped off, like, a island in the middle of the road and just went over on my ankle.
Yeah, hobbled on the cobbles.
That was really bad. I had to use a cane, but the worst part was, So my mate went to Argos and bought me like a walking stick.
That's
but like,
so funny.
But it just wasn't like, the picture was like of a 90-year-old Chinese man using the stick. And then there was just me, who at the time was 24. And also my show that year was called Party Hard and I had to do it sitting down.
That's hilarious. Jesus Christ.
Yes. Like, you're one of these people who says that's hilarious and then doesn't laugh at all.
I laughed inside.
Oh, well, that's good enough then. That's definitely, as a comedian,
like,
you know
this,
that
this
that's
is the
all,
face
matters,
of someone who found something hilarious. I just, yeah.
Great. So Marge keeps accidentally hurting Homer and he's like, you don't like me. And she went, of course I don't like you. I mean, of course I like it. She's like, I hate, and she hates him, basically. She hates him. And that, I have a wee sad face here because that made me sad.
It made
she
me sad
hates
as well.
Him. Hate is such a strong word.
It is, yeah. But then it's also like he's being a complete cunt. And is also being like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just even annoying that it was like, because she was doing so much stuff and he was just like, you should go for a walk, maybe? It was like, you know, whenever you first start your SSRIs and then you're like, have you ever tried yoga? And it's like, yeah, I have. That's why I'm here today.
Yes, exactly. So they go to counselling and the counsellor's slogan is, the one who's wrong pays. Which I think is a good system. And Apu and Manjula are coming out and he's like, thank God you've forgiven me for having an affair. And she punches him in the stomach. He's like, she used to punch me in the head.
I mean, progress is progress, baby. Take it where you get it.
So the psychiatrist suggests that Homer sees Marge as more of a doormat than a partner. And he's like, no. And then he looks at
Nothing
her.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
And he literally sees her as a doormat. He's like, you might be onto something, doctor. And he looks at him and the doctor looks like a hot dog.
And then the doctor looks at him as a dollar sign.
That's right, yes. So the doctor's basic suggestion is you need to do a completely unselfish romantic gesture for Marge.
Oh no, I was going to say, that was the part that made me really sad whenever they did that exercise of they had to write down the three most important people to them.
Oh yes.
And Homer wrote himself, Homer J. Simpson and Captain Cool. Commander Cool?
Commander Cool, which
That's
was
me.
Him.
And then Marge was so sad.
Yeah.
She wasn't even on his list.
I know.
I mean,
can
we assume
is
that Homer was number one on hers?
But also, actually, do you remember in the previous episode, there's a list of the family hierarchy and it goes Homer, dog, and then Marge. And the Vegas wife was right at the bottom. We forgot to mention that last week. The R's up, so the counselor won't help Homer, but he gives him a dollar and he's like, look, do a romantic dinner. That's the thing to do. So Homer's figuring out plans. He takes the kids to Moe's and they talk about what to do. And then we get, this is quite a famous gif of Carl kissing his fingers.
Yeah.
And going, mwah, because he's talking about he's going to make Coq au Vin a la Carl.
Yeah, you can bring ice. Big ice.
Big ice. Big ice energy. Marge comes home, and I have to say, the surprise dinner is really sweet.
It is.
It's like, it's really nice. Like, everybody's there. There's really good food. There's music. It's very elegant. Like, Homer has
12
really
12 people died to make this dinner
yes,
party
that,
happen.
That was very funny to me. He's like, a catch of the day. We lost 12 men, but it's worth it to see you smile. And she goes, thank you. And he goes, that's it. 12 men. Well, I have to go call some family. And then we get a nice little cameo from Jackson Brown, who turns up. And I thought this was good that he was willing to make this joke where he's like, I'm going to play you a song off my new album. And everybody boos. He goes, only joking. So he plays a modified version of Rosie.
Yeah.
Which is probably his most famous song, which is a lovely song. I really like that song anyway. But he changes it to Marjorie and they sing about, and it's just, I think that's really nice. No? Didn't grab you the way it grabbed me?
I thought it was a decent, like, Simpsons parody song, you know. Thought it was decent.
Just had genuine heart.
Yeah. Wasn't quite up to par with Weird Al, but I'll take it.
No, I wouldn't say the song was as good as Weird Al, but the heart was there.
Fair, yeah.
And Marge is just incredibly touched. Homer makes a joke that she's going to have to clean up after this. And he's like, only joking. And then he goes,
you don't still want to kill me, do you? Only like, with kisses.
Kisses. And he goes, ah! So he basically wants to go and have a ride because
yeah.
He talked about snuggling. So he just turns on the sprinklers and everybody fucking runs away. It's satisfying.
Also, something to note down for future if you ever have a garden. You need to have a garden, but you know what I mean? Just note to self if I ever have a garden.
Sprinklers for the ride.
Yeah.
Sprinklers for the ride. Buy these sprinklers. They'll get you the ride.
Vote for me, Heather Anderson. Sprinklers for the ride in every home.
And the episode ends then with everybody running away from the sprinklers and Homer and Marge head back inside and we get a little piano outro of Rosie.
We do.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a bit like last week's episode where we didn't really have any strong criticisms.
Yeah, there was no parts of it that were especially bad. I think it was just overwhelmingly fine for me.
It wasn't the funniest episode, but the heart kind of lifted it for me.
See, I thought there was heart in it, but Homer just... it was one of those ones I was kind of like, is this the start of Homer just being a fucking jerk?
Right.
You know what I mean? But then that's mm-hmm. also coming from someone who finds it very annoying when people tell me not to... Don't stress! Don't tell me what to do with my own brain! It can't tell me either! You know?
You're a funny lady.
I'm going to use that as a review on any time I ever have a poster. You're a funny lady.
Okay, so yeah, it was fine. It was fine. And I'm sorry, the listener, I'm sure you were looking for some more hot takes than that, but I really don't have a hot take. I think it was pretty good.
What? Not every take can be hot. Some of them are kind of dowdy. Some of them, it's a gazpacho of a take.
No, well, gazpacho is served ice cold.
Yeah, sometimes you can have an ice cold take. They don't always have to be steaming hot. They don't have to be flaming moos, all right?
All right, fair enough. So what are you going to give it score-wise?
3.
I went 3.5.
I think 3 because I don't... It's one of those ones, I think it was fine, and I definitely, like, I'm just going by, I gave the last episode 3.5, and I definitely enjoyed it more than this. So I think it's a solid fine.
Well, I think I enjoyed it just about as much, so I give it 3.5 again. So that would be 6.5 out of 10, so...
It's fine.
Yeah, it's up to you, watch it if you want, you know, it's not bad.
Not.
And that's really going to do it for season 14, episode 20, Break My Wife, Please.
My Wife.
Next week, we're going to be back with the penultimate episode of season 14, Heather.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, that feels mad.
That's terrifying.
So, would you like to hear a little bit about it?
Always.
Okay, so it's called The Bart of War.
Okay.
Bart and Milhouse are forced into community service after destroying Flanders Memorial and join separate community groups pitting themselves against each other.
Oh.
I can tell you now that it's got a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb. What does that mean? Is that good, bad?
I think I'm probably on track with what we've been doing, like, because, I mean, this one got 6.5 out of 10. Oh, what was the IMDb rating for this episode?
6.7.
Wow.
We're tough but fair.
We are a pod of the people.
Although I can't tell you, the last episode of the season gets 7.7, so that's promising.
Wow.
Okay, so that's going to do it for this week. It's been a delight, as always, to be sitting here with my good friend Heather. And also to be chatting to all of you about season 14 Simpsons. God, it was very earnest there, wasn't it? If you want to get in touch with the pod, there's several ways to do it. You can email us, stupidsexypod@gmail.com, or you can get us on Instagram or on the Twitter. Maybe one day we'll be on Facebook or TikTok or something, but today is not that day.
Not today, sunshine.
And Heather, if they like the podcast, what could they do? What could they do for us?
They could leave us a review,
tweet
about us.
On their podcast platform of choice. Yep.
You know, just generally send us nice thoughts.
Yeah.
Or
tell a friend is always an option.
Tell a friend.
If there's somebody you know who likes The Simpsons likes people talking about The Simpsons, and needs an excuse to watch these episodes that nobody's ever fucking watched, send them right here to the Stupid Sexy Podcast, baby. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. You know where we live. It's on the internet, baby.
Hey. So yeah, that'll do it. We're going to be back next week with Season 14, Episode 21. This has been Season 14, Episode 20. Break My Wife, Please. I've been Alan Irwin.
And I've been Heather Anderson.
And we will see you next time. But until then...
My wife.
Yes. Toodaloo, everybody. Bye-bye.